Hello.
Hello. Is this Hello? Simon?
Yes.
Simon, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Yeah, how you doing, John?
I'm doing good. Did you look over the stuff I sent you yesterday?
Actually, I didn't. I looked quickly, but I didn't actually get a chance to verify. Now, what do I need to do? Go online and fill out the information, or?
No, I do everything for you. I mean, I'll go fill out all the information. I just got to ask you a couple questions to get it set up if you're ready to get going.
Okay, what kind of question? Tell me.
Pretty easy. Google just wants to verify, like, your street address. They'll send you a form in the mail. It's like a little postcard, and there's a 5-digit number on the back of it we'll need from you when it comes in. They just want to make sure you're a real company and you're really over there.
Okay.
Okay, and so I just got to verify your address, what phone number you want listed, what hours of operation you want to show on Google, all those things, just the details on how you're going to be promoted, and then we could go ahead and do the optimization. We could secure that first month's payment. Remember I told you I would drop it down to $199, but I'll have to take away the Facebook ads if I do that.
All right.
Okay.
So let's see.
And then we're going to want to interview you tomorrow at a set time that works for you. We'll sit down and go over, like, all the services that you provide and the kind of jobs that you're looking to attain from the placement. Also want to go over the service area that you cover. Make sure we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go.
Okay. All right,
let me create it. What's your last name, Simon?
H-A-I.
H-A-I?
D-A-R.
D-A-R. Haidar. Okay, and then what's your business email address where I could send a receipt and everything in writing to you?
Mr. Fixit.
Mm-hmm.
One word.
Okay.
S-H-H.
S-H-H.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, let's go ahead and update. And then I could actually save you some money. If you want to do a prepay, there's a 3-month prepay option you could do for $537, and that'll save you about $70 over the next 3 months.
All right, that might be worth it.
Yeah, you're going to be with us more than 3 months anyway, so at least
I hope so.
You will. Well, Google. I'm telling you, everybody uses Google, Simon. If you don't show up when they look up, like, a handyman or any of your services, then you're not getting those jobs. So you're going to want to have your name up there consistently.
I advertised with Google, and I didn't get any calls.
Yeah, you were doing Google Ads, and it wasn't being done by a professional. That's the point, too. Google Ads is pay-per-click. I already know all this. We talked about this over the last month, man. I've been following up with you a bunch.
Yeah.
I talked to you about three times since the second.
Yeah, Google Ads didn't work for me, so I don't know. We'll try this one.
I know that. You're going to love it. I'm telling you. This will be your last stop, and I'm going to make sure of it. So we'll do a 3-month prepay at $537, and then over that next 90 days, I'm telling you, I'll show you a solution to where you won't look for any other marketing. Okay?
That sounds good to me.
All right. And then what's your street address where I could send the Google verification form?
31.
Uh-huh.
Shore, S-H-O-R-E,
uh-huh.
Road, Wellesley, W-E-L-L-E-S-L-E-Y.
02482?
That's correct.
Okay. I actually have it here. I just wanted to verify that it's the same. And then do you want me to hide your address on Google?
On Google?
Yeah.
I guess you can hide it. I don't take services at home. I work at my house.
I gotcha. Yeah, I'll hide your address. It'll still say Wellesley, Mass, and then it'll have the zip code on it, but I'll hide the street address, and I'll deactivate turn-by-turn directions, so you don't got to worry about anybody showing up there or knowing where to live. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and then I'm going to attach your website to the listing because you got a nice website. I want to make sure that starts getting eyes on it, the right eyes on
it.
That
sounds good.
I'll attach that. And then how do you want your hours of operation? You want to leave it all 7 to 7 still, Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. Saturday, Sunday closed?
calls, but I could take calls. So maybe we should leave people.
Okay. I'll do Saturday and Sunday by appointment only. That way they can call you, but you're not expecting to work.
Right, yeah. That's exactly right.
Okay. All right, let me fix this. You go Saturday and Sunday by appointment only. All right, and then I'm going to be your account manager, and there's going to be another representative helping me. That representative is going to want to do the client interview, but I'm going to send you my number right now. I want you to save this when you get a chance to your contacts, okay?
Okay.
All right, that way you know it's me when I'm calling in. And then...
I'm going to ask you, why are you calling in 617 number while you're in California?
Oh, yeah, I'm calling... It's a voiceover internet system, Simon.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
So they use local numbers?
Yeah, so like if you call my 877 number, it'll ring my landline here on my desk. But when I call you through the computer, which we have to do, Google makes us do it this way because they record the conversations, it'll just generate a local number for you when it's calling you.
So if I call you on that number, I won't get you?
No, you will. If you call me, this one that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you hit *67 and call me back, it will come through. It'll come through to my computer. If you dial,
it's a 617 number. So if I call that number,
it'll come back.
It'll come back to you, or it won't.
It'll just come back to our company. Yeah, but it'll tell me that, like, we have AI bots in here. It'll say calling back bot, and it'll come through to my computer. But I sent you my direct number and extension for my landline. So the landline on my desk will ring if you call that 877 number, and I can talk to you on that phone.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Send me whatever contact number you want. You want me to call you on.
Yeah, I already texted it to you. It's in your text messages there.
Okay.
And then for the client interview, what's a good time where we could sit down with you and do that interview? It usually takes about 45 minutes.
Okay. You guys, so if I ask you what time would be at 4 o'clock your time, it'd be about 7 o'clock here. Would 4 o'clock work, your time?
Let me see what we got. Hold on.
So it'd be about 7 o'clock at night here?
Yeah, let me see what we got. Man, I have tomorrow at 6.
6 my time or your time?
6 Eastern Standard.
Okay, that works.
All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send a calendar invite to your email, and then I'm also going to set up an automated text message reminder for you 1 hour before. So we'll text you at 5 o'clock as a heads up, like, hey, we're going to call you in an hour for your client interview.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. And then how did you want to secure the payment?
MasterCard or Visa.
Okay. Either one works. You tell me.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So when do you want payment?
We're going to secure it right now. And then I'm going to
get it. Oh, you want to secure it?
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to get started on everything right now. We get it going right away.
Okay. Yeah, you're ready to make the sale. All right. Well, I'm going to take your word for it.
I've been ready to make this sale with you for the last month and a half. You're not an easy person to get through to, but I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it.
All right, I hope so. 414.
414.
77.
77.
693.
693.
5650.
5650.
4213.
4213. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
528.
0528, and then three-digit code on the back.
042.
Okay. And then before I authorize any transaction, I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification. This is added form of protection for you. If I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, Simon, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Mr. Fix-It.
Okay. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Simon Haidar, H-A-I-D-A-R. I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Mr. Fix-It, Inc. today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you gave me today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Simon, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Okay.
Okay. So that's not saying that you have to cancel anything or that you can't do anything else, you know, but if you're going to add anything after today, just double check with us to make sure that you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you or spending money unnecessarily.
Right? Well, if that works, then I'll cancel my other stuff.
Your other stuff?
My Yelp and Angie.
Yeah, I mean, Yelp and Angie's, that's not a problem. And we're not going to duplicate anything that you have already. We just don't want you to, like, sign up for another Yelp or another Yellow Pages or somebody else touch your Google profile, because that can negatively affect the placement if you end up having two of them floating around, right?
Okay.
Okay. Google doesn't want duplicates. So what they do when two of them pop up is they suspend both of them and they go, what's going on? And then we have to get in there and clear it. And you might miss a couple of days until we unclear the suspension. So we don't want to do that.
Okay.
Okay. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's April 7, 2026. It's going to be a 3-month prepay and the discounted pricing structure of $537. When that three months is up, it's going to automatically go back to $199, the original agreement, unless you call me before July 7th to do another prepay. Does that make sense?
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll be in touch. You know, I'll run it by you, too, around the time the bill's coming to see if you want to do another prepay. I'll put that on my calendar now.
If it's working, then we'll do it.
Hey, I got 90 days to show you something to get another 90 days. That sounds pretty easy.
Then you get a steady customer.
Yeah, exactly. Most of the business owners I work with don't have the patience for anything, so I think it's going to be great. All right. So it says when the term is completed, like I said, it's going to automatically renew each month at $199. After the 3 months is up, you could discontinue or cancel at any time, by the way, because you're not binded to a contract. So I do want to include that. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. We part ways as friends with everybody that leaves our services. If you do decide to leave our services, you won't disappear off of Google. You just won't see yourself on the first page for people who are looking up Handyman and any of your services. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process this payment. When the payment goes through, you're going to receive a text message from our company with an outline of the agreement in writing. So we need you to sign off on that. And then also you will receive a Google verification form. You'll have to fill that form out. It's a digital form. It'll be sent over via email. If you're having any problems with it this evening when you sit down to do it or whenever you have time to sit down to do it, just call in. You know, we can walk you through it. It's really easy, though. It sounds complex, but it's easy. You just click on it, and you fill it out. You just type it out.
Okay.
Okay. And then also, you're going to get a username and a password for an account dashboard and tracking system. I don't know how tech-savvy you are, Simon. But like I said, not very
tech savvy.
Okay, that's fine.
I got very frustrated with it. So if it's something complicated, I'll cancel.
No. It's not that that's complicated, but some of the business owners, sometimes they want to be involved in it and be able to like track the clients or call clients back and see what they want before they call the clients back, you know, so they can kind of organize their sales pitch. And we have this app. We have this app called the Local Splash app in the App Store. And if you want, you could download that and you have your own username and password and it'll keep track of all your customers. It'll tell you
I may be able to handle that.
Yeah, it's a good tool, Simon. I mean, even if you're not tech savvy, once you get into it, you'll be like, oh yeah, I like this. I need it because it'll show you like their phone numbers. You know, a guy might call you from like a month ago, call you back and, hey, Simon, you remember me? No. Let me go into this app and you punch in their phone number and it'll have a full recall of everything. It'll be like a transcript of your conversation. You could see what he was looking for and what you did for him. So it'll help you keep track of the new ones coming in and the old ones so you don't forget those people.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. But like I said, if you're having trouble with it, it's just go into App Store, you download it. If you have trouble, we have 24/7 customer service. I texted you my direct number and extension too. Just call in, okay? I'll sit down with you and we'll work it out. I have guys that are in their 70s that own roofing companies for 40 years and I got to show them how to use all the technology. I don't have a problem with that.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, Simon. So that's pretty much it as of right now. Like I said, just look out for those text messages. They'll come through and then be prepared for our call tomorrow. We're going to circle back with you at 6 o'clock. Okay. Put that in the back of your mind or write it down.
All right. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right, Simon. I'll talk to you then. You have a great evening.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
You too.